From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at Acura.com/RDX.
It was good to see Katie Couric debut as the first solo anchorwoman on network news. Long in coming, but good. But the lead story in Couric's first newscast made me wonder whether women's equality in media hasn't taken an unintended turn. That story featured Lara Logan, CBS's young and attractive chief foreign correspondent, deep in the Afghan desert interviewing Taliban fighters at a secret camp. On the hot and harrowing journey there, Laura explains that her nervous liaison has insisted she wear a chador that covers all but her eyes. She's obviously not happy about it, and when she's given the chance to expose her face, asks churlishly, "Am I allowed to smile?" Later, we see her interviewing one of the camp's armed commanders with her full face exposed. Somehow, she's managed to get around her handler's rules. And still later, she appears among U.S. troops in camouflage pants, a form-fitting tee, and sunglasses holding back her long hair. We look at this newscast and see a smart, strong, sexy woman putting herself in great danger to get the story. We feel she has every right to do this, just as a man would. But those Taliban fighters probably see her quite differently. They probably see her as a brash, aggressive, immodest woman acting like a man. Standing there barefaced in front of them, she likely provokes a combination of prurient curiosity and aversion, a symbol of everything in secular Western culture they're fighting against. I'm appalled by the way fundamentalist Muslims repress their women. I'd like to see all the burqas in the Middle East burned. But it's important to remember that this war is at least in part a clash of cultures. How smart is it to send as our media emissary someone who embodies everything the other side abhors about our society? While we're patting ourselves on the back for giving women journalists equal opportunity, we may be thumbing our nose at a culture we should be trying to understand, if not respect. With a Perspective, I'm Holly Brady.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.